Hello, Josephine. Would you like to introduce yourself to us?
Yeah, hi, Roy. Ik ben Josephine Keplin. I'm an artist from France, and I'm currently working and living in Heerlen, in Zuid-Limburg. Maybe should I say what I'm showing now for Night Shift?
That would be good.
So for Night Shift, I'm showing a project that I've made over more than a year. That the name is Patron in French. That means both boss, the chef, or patron has the pattern to make clothes. So it's a word that means two very different things. And it consisted in 13 working clauses that are all different. It's clauses really like standard shapes, like it's this kind of lab coats that you can have normally in white, for instance. And what I have done is that to go to this point, to make these 13 different work clauses, I went to the National Archives of the World of Work in Frankreich, that's based in Roubaix. And there they have archives from big companies, let's say. It's companies that would have worked at the scale of France and or internationally. So for instance, you have their archives of Bull, which was a computer informatic company that now doesn't exist anymore. You have archives of Carrefour or Kodak, to name some kind of big companies that you might know. And I went there, so a few times for a week sessions. And I went there to look at different kind of documents. I was especially interested in materials that I could find there that would be a testimony of speeches of persons, individuals, that I was not really, for instance, interested in looking into financial documents or like to technical documents, let's say. I was really trying to find the words of the people, like through the documents I could find. So I went there and I've tried it to find my way in the archives. And I've looked at quite some documents linked with human resources. Mm-hmm. I've also looked into communication materials. I've looked into unions archives. There I could eventually found some, how do you say that? This book where you can put your complaints about, I don't know, for instance, it's too warm in the atelier, or toilets are not working okay, or such things, or, and further, and like income and so on. So I've looked in very different documents, like it could be things that were really printed documents or handwriting documents. I also found in some letters from, I think it was in between the two wars, so probably in the 30s, from a family company, a big one, that were making fabrics in the north of France, and the son was writing either to his father, who was the boss before, and also to his wife, because this son was traveling through England to go get more information about new techniques. So in this, I could also find some, personal words and about work and work in a larger meanings than just what we do from 9 to 5, but what, for instance, in this letter archives, I was really interested in the letters that the wife was writing back to his her husband, because then she was speaking about what she was doing, and indeed she was taking care of the kids. She was pregnant, or just delivered, and then she was speaking about how the milk production, let's say, was going for her, the temperature, how the kids were behaving, how she had absolutely no time for her or to rest. And I find it that really interesting because we did not, or till now, we don't really consider this part of human activities as work in this term. And for instance, I chosen to put on a work clothes, an extract of a letter of this woman, because I thought that's maybe interesting to grab these words instead of grabbing what the boss said to his wife, to rebalance or to show another aspect of human activities.
Thank you so much, Josephine. I have one question. It seems you're very much interested in the relationship between labor and language. And by looking closely at language, you try to understand better the function and the work of inner workings of labor. Can you tell us some bit more about it?
Sometimes. So we say labor, work. I have the feeling what I'm interested in is like the human activities. What do we do? And especially I'm interested in how do we name the things we are doing, and how society or human organization puts things over what we do, saying, yeah, this is work or this is not, or especially with what happened with women status over the last centuries. And to get into knowing what people are doing, then it's all you get to talk with them, then you get words back and phrases, or you go, that's what I did with the archives. I did not go directly to the workers or the employees, but I went to what was left after work. And then there I could also grab words and phrases and sentences that I could combine to kind of make a portrait, but a subjective portrait of what was the work till now, in a way, because I found it archives I went through archives that were dated from 2005 or something, so it's quite close to us. But I also looked into archives that were from the beginning of the 20th century. So there was really big gaps between what I found it. And then in a way, the language and how it is given to me, or how it comes out, or I found it, or I put a display to make it happen, or I rewrite it, or I photocopy it, or I take a photo of it, or I retype it, then this way that I have to reuse it, to transform it, to translate it, to as a kind of some, maybe not so clear, but I see myself more as a kind of speaker, or like a kind of I get some things inside me and I kind of transform it, mm-hmm. with a system I have inside, and then I give it back, kind of transformed, amplified, bigger, underlined, in bold, and that's a bit the idea to put a focus on some things. So I also make choice when I do transformation translation. So I take away some parts, I rewrite some things, and I give it back. So I'm just a kind of passage, mm-hmm. From one material to another kind of material that happens to be a visual material, but with a lot of text. So I see myself a bit as a kind of this in-between translator, human machines that just eat words from the other and give them back in a different shape.
Okay, thank you so much, Josephine.